This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and Wednesday, and whenever you're listening to it on the archives or whenever I replay this program, it's always perfect. I love to take a couple of days off once in a while, and so sometimes, especially on Tuesday, I will go ahead and take the day off. Well, why not? We have that privilege here, and we are broadcasting on BBS Radio out of Paradise, California. I guess you could say we are broadcasting from Paradise. Well, we have a direct connection to Paradise. I like that. I don't know if there are any gurus there in Paradise other than the ones who are running this radio station. I call them gurus. Well, what's coming up in the astrology? I would love to see what's going on with the astrology. And by the way, whether you're listening on my website, judithconradradio.com, or BBS Radio, doesn't make any difference. We are available for calls. Now, last week, we talked about the Leo full moon, which is February the 7th. Here we are on the 8th. Well, it's kind of a sentimental day for me. It was exactly 1 year ago when I received the message that my son was dying, and I raced down to San Francisco, 11-hour trip, and they said he had 4 hours. Well, he did last for 3 weeks, and I just want to say that this change has really impacted my life, and to know that he's always, you know, not always, sometimes he takes a break from me, but he's usually chattering in my ear, and I used to hear the message, "I love you, Mom." Well, it's just a repeat of what I would say every day when I went into his hospital room. He was all connected with the ventilator, couldn't talk back, and I liked that too. Anyway, and I would always walk in, and I'd say, "Hi, Marcus, this is your mom, and I love you. Hi, Marcus, this is your mom, and I love you." And he's kind of repeating the same thing back to me, and I'm sure that if you keep the door open, that anyone on the other side will probably do the same thing, because there's only unconditional love. Now, that we say the other side, they're all around us. I mean, they're all around us, all over. And so they're in their learning mode to download whatever it was that they learned during the time, and I hadn't planned on talking about this when I started the program, the spirit is always in charge. Anyway, I feel that any negativity or anger or whatever went on this side, on the physical plane, third dimension, that they are hot on it to complete whatever was going on with them. So with the full moon and the new moon coming up on the 21st, this is a very potent time to, you know, open that door to be able to communicate with anyone that, especially if they've recently crossed over. And if they've recently crossed over, they are probably, if they went unexpectedly, they're probably in this place of, oh my God, what happened? And many, you know, when that happens like that, they get to the other side and they're talking to God and their angels and guides. And they'll say, I wasn't quite ready to go, come over here yet. And what am I doing here? Many times when people have accidents. Now, last week I had a gentleman on who had a swimming accident, and I didn't hear him talking that he had talked to God, but he certainly did make a transition in his life to be even more religious. And that he now has this direct connection with Jesus, and he talks to him all the time. So I think that's a great movement forward. And a lot of the things I'm talking about today are about movement forward. So this last full moon in Leo is about the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Now, how long have we heard this? So let's stay very focused that we are going to be part of the team that is moving forward to be able to be of service, of higher service. I don't care what career you're in, we can be of service no matter what arena we are working in. Because I love to do the radio, I could be wrong, but I think that this is how spirit wants me to work. and I always get my throat kicked in when I start the radio. Oh, well, I don't worry about it. So whatever your talents are, your gifts, they're being accelerated right now between this full moon and the new moon. So, you know, I went over it 2-3 weeks in a row about the full moon. I'd like to now switch over to Pisces new moon, February the 21st. And Pisces is the 12th sign of the zodiac, the last one. And I associate Pisces with the 12th house, which has to do with that hidden part. It's the part that's very elusive, very difficult to tap into. It's that 90% of our brain that we do not have access to, unless we are willing to go into the heart. And one of the things, and I always get my astrology from the mountain astrologer with Stephanie Austin, the eyes of the heart, to see things through your heart, to feel things through your heart, and to speak through your heart. Whenever you engage your intellect, I mean, this is the pure analytical part. Can you drop down with whatever you're saying and just feel like it's dropping down, and then it's like there's a broadcaster, a microphone in your heart, and you're just letting it come out? Well, you will notice that your voice usually drops a couple octaves and that you slow down. You're not speaking so rapidly. To be understood at the deeper level, it is really important that you drop your voice down and to slow down. Now, let's look at this 90% of the brain that we don't use. So that means 10% is that analytical part. And you can say, well, someone is sure a genius. They have all of the techie skills, the intellectual skill like Einstein. However, there's that other 90% that is invisible to our eyes. And it's depending on what skill you have. Now, I'm a feeling sensitive. So 9 times out of 10, I will feel the answer. And I'm going to be inviting people to call in with their questions, and I'm going to use my intuition, that 90% that I've studied, and I have, you know, really honed that skill to be able to tune in to what's going on with you once you've asked the question, and sometimes without asking the question. So what I'm doing is I'm going into a place of no judgment, into a place of pure awareness, of presence, and of being. I'm tapping into that 90% so that I can connect with the cosmos and any existence that you may have had in other lifetimes. Ooh. Now, I find that totally fascinating. And some people said, I can't believe that. I said, well, what if? What if you could just imagine and pretend that you were a gladiator, that, or imagine and pretend that you were a shaman in the jungle of Peru, of South America, or that you were a gaucho on the plains in Argentina, or that you were in North Dakota, or that you were in the Smoky Mountains, in the eastern coast, or that you were in the swamplands in Florida. I mean, there are any number of places that you could imagine, and especially if you are akin to any culture. And some people say, I just love raw fish, and I love the Japanese people, and they just, everything they say and do just resonates with me. Could be. I mean, just to imagine and pretend that you might have been in that culture. And once you can wrap yourself around that, you can say, well, now wonder what I did there. Okay, I may have been a rice farmer. I may have been raised the worms for silk. I may have been the one who wove the silk garments, especially the ones, the kimonos, the beautiful, beautiful outfits. Any number of skills that you have right now, if you track back to a past lifetime, I believe you're going to find that some of these skills translated into this lifetime. They probably crossed over into every single lifetime. Well, guess what? If the skills and talents transferred over, probably any negative things that went on probably got translated also. And during that time, you may not understand it on a conscious level in that 10% of the brain, but if you go into that 90%, I'm sure you're going to find it, or you may want someone who can help with that. Now, I have a guest next week on Wednesday. Ray Dawn is going to be, we're going to be addressing that. So I'm kind of laying the platform right now. So you notice I use the word imagine and pretend. It is that imagination which is involved with the moon, especially the moon, because it's a Pisces new moon, February 21st. I'm getting you ready. I'm laying the platform of imagining and pretending, which as a child you were able to do this so well. You can imagine yourself that you were cowboy or Indian. I was usually the Native American. I don't know why, but that was where I ended up. So guess what? I probably was a Native American in some culture, and that's okay. I like that. This 90% then is about, it's really being amped up with this Pisces new moon. Well, we have Neptune in there, which is, that's the mystical, it is the magic, and that's the place where the messages come through. Oh, yeah. The 12th house, it's like the 12th house, that hidden information is being thrown wide open. Ooh, 12th house, yes. I am ready to hear what is in the 12th house. That is the area of the unknown, that 90%. I'm ready. You got it, God? I'm ready, and I'm good. I will also try to be patient. Well, yeah, sure. How many of you out there are patient? Ooh, kind of nice, huh? All right, so we have this coming up, this new moon, and when I get closer, I'll be talking about writing your new moon check, which is about, informing the universe that you are ready to receive. I'm going to go to that, the eyes of the heart. Can you imagine and pretend that your heart has eyes, ears, mouth, that you can speak from the heart, you can see through the heart, you can hear from the heart. I like that a lot. Now, I don't know that you know what Sabian symbols are, but these are astrology terms. And they use symbols, which, you know, with the Tarot, they also use symbols. Well, the Sabian symbols for 3 degrees of Pisces, that's what it will be on the 21st, is about a petrified tree trunks lie broken in desert sand. So the sand of a desert, you know, it's like the eternal. And so for me, and what Stephanie is saying, that there's a record. The wood has petrified. And that's very spiritual. A petrified, if you have a piece of petrified wood, very sacred, because it represents the eternal. It's the record of whatever I'm here to do. So when I hold a piece of petrified wood, of course it's hard, it's like stone. I get that each and every one of us here came with a mission, and now is the time when we are ready to really amp that up. It calls for us to go inside and to focus on what is it that I came here to do. I know we all have something, and I know many of you out there, if you're listening to this station, you're interested in new, innovative, and so you know that you came to do something major. Now, major does not mean that you're out leading the pack. You may become part of a group. You may be, I don't know, making cement blocks that we're using for something, Whatever you're being called to do in the moment, it's very important that we do it. Well, let's go to the thought here. Here's another piece of paper I have about connecting with your inner guidance. Many worship the external guidance, like a guru, and when that means, gee, you are you. And you may be worshiping whatever, whoever, external. If it isn't internal, then let's take a look at that. So many humans, I'm just reading from this, have fallen into the belief in the Savior or being a Savior or searching for one to save oneself is in opposition to the path of ascension. Ascension, I love that word. Ascension means we are clearing everything. So ascension requires turning inward to discover one's own God, Goddess, all that is from within. In so doing, one becomes one's own Savior and one's own champion to continue to transcend in the journey of ascension. From Mount Shasta, that word is very common there because everyone is looking at ascending, as did Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the disciples, Jesus. They ascended with their physical body. I don't believe that's what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about reaching a state of ascension where it's pure. I am totally listening to my guides and spirit and masters. So to open up to understand that all earthly gods, masters, teachers that are prayed to through religious beliefs came upon the earth plane to teach the beings on this planet to connect directly to the universal God source and do it by going within and connecting through their inner self, higher mind, inner self. The masters did not come on this planet to be worshipped. Did you hear that? The masters did not come on this planet to be worshipped. Give your love and connect with your masters to receive their love and guidance, for their purpose is to help you ascend. Not to worship them, but to listen. They are here to give us guidance, whether it's Gabriel, it's ascended, you know, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene. I love Mary Magdalene. She's a sweetheart. And so when you ask to speak to higher guidance, you know, I always say, well, at least let them be from the light. And usually the ones that come and chatter in my ear, especially when I'm doing a reading, they know that I need to have them slow down because they like to talk very rapidly. And then I turn around and speak rapidly. So you're here to listen and implement their deepest message, which is to open your heart to feel love for yourself and others, and to release your negative ego, to fully forgive yourself and everyone, and connect directly to the God source, the oneness from within. Nice, huh? I don't have the source for this. A lady friend of mine from San Luis Obispo, Lois, sent this to me. You are all from the same energy as the God source. I like that. I'm from the same source. This is how we all connected at the higher level. And this is in bold. By worshiping other beings, you are giving your inner power away to them. You need all your power to raise your frequencies to the higher levels. Learn to worship your own higher monadic I Am Presence self and empower yourself. So you're not worshiping, you're listening, because we are equal to ascended masters. They have come to teach us certain things. And as we're listening, they have guidance that they can give to us, especially when we are listening. I like that. Okay, now let's see about your reading for today. So I sent out an email, said if anyone's interested you have a burning question you'd like to call in. Well, before you call in, let's get this reading out to you. I always pull four cards. I just like four cards. I don't know. I use the Crowley deck. Cool. It's so full of symbols. It is full of astrology. And it gives me information beyond what I can get from my own self. I could do it without. However, this cuts to the chase so that information is available at a faster rate. in San Francisco when I did the Whole Life Expo, which changed to the New Living Expo, I would, you know, I would have 15 minutes with a person. And to be able to cut to the chase with their question, I would ask them to pull six cards or however many cards. In their 15 minutes, it was interesting. One person took 10 minutes to pull the cards. I had 5 minutes. That's all she got because I said, this is your Rhea, 15 minutes. I still to this day do not understand why she took 10 minutes. I tried to tell her, but no, she was more interested in analyzing the most perfect card, and they were all perfect. I would have gotten the same information. So pick a card, excuse me, from 1 to 4, card number 1, card number 2, card number 3, or card number 4. And decide, you know, think of your question or just say, okay, however this applies to my life. So thinking of your life, pick number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. I'm going to pick number 3. Can't remember what that is, but it looks like it might be good. Okay, so the first card is the Emperor, Major Arcana. It is Aries. It's a double Aries, actually. And the Emperor is about accepting your power by, you know, going inside and being able to connect. Well, with the Emperor, I always get with Aries, you're connecting to the pioneer, the one who likes to break the rules, who doesn't want to recreate the old. I should have picked that one. It's perfect, though. I can have this one, too. I can have all four. So can you. This is about new beginnings in empowerment. As you go inside and say, okay, I'm available to speak to someone in the, let's say, the techie field. Is there someone on the other side who can answer any questions about the techie stuff? Not sure that that's what they're for, the guides are for over there, but, you know, if I have a question, I want to see whether they have an answer. Usually it's more esoteric, the answer, and then it's my job, as I'm doing a reading for someone, to translate that into bottom line, what does that mean in the long run? What does it have to do with my relationship? What does it have to do with my business? What does it have to do with anything? And you may say, doesn't mean anything to me. And then it is for me because I'm so used to you working with these cards and symbols that usually it'll just jump right out. So it's new beginnings of empowerment and new. Number 2 card is the 8 of Wands, swiftness. Mercury in Sagittarius, communicating your vision if you know the vision. And it's once things fall, you understand what things are about and you have a concept of what it is your message is, what it is your higher purpose is, then you communicate it. And you can say, I'm in the beginning stages of understanding this. And it's about synthesizing the new, because the first card, Aries, Emperor, is about the new and how I can synthesize it with the former work that I did, which was organizational work with an organizer. So we have the intuitive, imaginal realm combined with that left brain, which is the analytical part. Excuse me. Number 3, and this is the one I picked. Number 20 of the Major Arcana, the Aeon. Now, the Aeon has the masculine and the feminine and the inner child. There are actually 3 fetuses on the bottom. 3 different whatevers, projects, books, programs, platforms. And the main figure on there is the masculine part. It's almost like a ghost. You have to really take a good look to see whether it's there. The feminine is so pronounced, very refined, very definite, And all of this is revolved around the womb, which is about incubating. And remember those three foeti? Is that what it is? You're incubating three different aspects of whatever you're here to do to be of higher service. With the elusiveness of the masculine, which is action-oriented, the decision or choice may still be elusive. You may not have a handle on it because it does, you can't really see you can sort of see the outline of it. And yet the masculine part has his finger up to his mouth and says, I wonder. Oh, I wonder. I wish I knew. I don't know if I know. I don't know. So to just put it in the incubator and let it develop in the creative, in the artistic mode, in order for three things. And now I've got a handle on, okay, I've got three, there are three different aspects of whatever that is part of the one, or maybe there are three different separate ones. I'm integrating. I've mentioned the former of what I did with the organizational work and the intuitive, and then whatever the third one is will all get incorporated. Ooh, I like that. How does that apply to you, I wonder, if you pick number three? Card number four, the three of discs. Discs are on the physical plane. The name of it is works. It's Mars and Capricorn. Mars said, let's put energy into Capricorn, which is the foundation, the business, the money. Let's put energy into that. It's showing a three-sided pyramid. It's illuminated. Inside of the pyramid is that energy of the of that which wants to be incubated. I like that. Illuminate that. Let's get it more illuminated. Okay, Mother Mary, you want to do that for me here? And so with that in the pyramid that is illuminated, the top of the pyramid is just starting to open up. It's the three of discs. I would say in the next 3 weeks, 3 months, and I'm not going for 3 years. I don't have time for that. I'm cutting it back. Okay. Okay, God, you heard me? Three. 3 weeks, 3 months. I'm giving it the works. And what that means is I'm going inside. I am internalizing. I'm getting the guides, the angels, the ascended masters. I'm getting the whole team to come together to bring me clarity about those three possibilities. And I know, here's another thing I know about it, is with the first card, Aries, it's new beginnings. It will be a new start. And with the Eight of Wands, swiftness, it's going to come to, once it comes together, it's going to just go so fast. Right now, I'm probably, or you probably aren't quite ready to go for it. It's still in that formation place. All right, it's going to be easy, even though right now it may seem like there's chaos. Anytime you'd like to call, and you have, if you're listening on BBS Radio, you have all the numbers there. You can also jump on Skype and use that. It's absolutely free. Or if you're on my website, the same material is available as is on BBS. That's judithconradradio.com. Think of a question. And we'll see if you pick number one, two, three, or four, or I have the whole deck available. Hello. Are we unlimiting everything so that we have unlimited choices? And then we're going to let it percolate. We're going to let it incubate until such time as it gets ready to be birthed, or it's ready to be presented to you, or you get it from the inside. When the bus arrives, the bus arrives. And if we try to call out for the bus and it's 10 miles away, fat chance it's going to get here right away because it has other places to stop. It has a certain route and each stop is picking up more information. So let's tune into the bus, which may be with the bus representing the project that you're ready to create. Let's connect with the bus, and the bus represents X, Project X, with three components of it. See how we've defined it? And we know it's new, it's innovative, it's pioneering, it's something that whose time has come. And we're tuning into that and just checking what's being picked up at each stop. At one stop, it may be accelerated intuition. Hoo-hoo! Take your time there. Let's bring it on. Bring it on. Because if I have expanded intuition, I can help more people that way. And I can help myself. One person said, well, I can never do my own tarot readings. Well, when I teach the class, why would I use the tarot if I can't do my own readings? And actually, when I do the four cards, I sit and I just sit and I let myself go very deep and I let my hands run over the deck and pick the first card, second card, third card, fourth card. And then I sit and I write. Sometimes I'll do it on the computer, sometimes by hand. And I'll sit and I'll write of what I get out of that card. And sometimes one symbol will jump out more than the others. When I looked at the Emperor, the Aries Rams just jumped up. They were just illuminated. Now, sometimes I look and I see the little lamb, with a flag of surrender. And other times I never see that little lamb. Sometimes I'll look at and I'll see the fleur-de-lis. And that indicates royalty and something very high and elevated. And sometimes I'll look at the gold coins on the throne, indicating that I'm sitting in a place of abundance. So you see, every time I bring myself to the table with the cards, they're a divination tool. You can use anything. You can open a book. You can take a crystal, which I did, by the way. I took a crystal. Pretty cool. I have fluorite. And it's a heart, a fluorite. And, of course, when I held it up to the sun, I could see different configurations. I could start reading that. I saw a little lady in there with flowing hair. It was so fun. And so Spirit says, go get this book by Melody. And if you're interested in crystals, you know this book. It's called Love is in the Earth, A Kaleidoscope of Crystals. And so I opened it up to fluorite to see what it's all about. So fluorite is a mineral that produces an energy which is predisposed to discourage chaotic, disruptive, and disorganized growth. All right. If I'm going to be bringing this, and I am bringing this new in, I don't want it chaotic. I don't want it to disrupt anything, although I feel like I'm being repatterned in this whole process. And disorganized is something I don't care for. So I have this fluorite. I didn't realize when I picked it up. It emits an energy which can be used to stabilize and produce order within the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual systems. It can be used to bring order to chaos. When one gets impatient, this would be a good stone to pick up, especially the heart. If this is a heart made out of fluorite. It helps to impart impartiality and unbiased, detached reasoning in situations where it would be beneficial to both view and to act upon information objectively. When you call in with your questions, I'm going to hold that fluorite heart, and I'm going to be unbiased, non-judgmental, in full awareness to be able to give you an answer. Now, if you would be ready to call in, I would be most pleased. With this fluorite, which happens to be blue and green, I think that goes even further to talk about the different colors. So mine is blue. It helps one to develop orderly, sequential thoughts. It's also quite good for promoting orderly record keeping. Yeah, if you're ready to start doing taxes, I would get that blue fluorite. Well, they have many colors. They have green. Now, I think mine has a bit of green in it also. That can bring a cleansing, tidying, mint-like freshness of springtime and renewal to the chakras. It can be used to help diminish mild trauma in the emotional body, and to eliminate negativity within a room. The negative vibratory states being transmuted toward the light and love of the universe. Yes. And of course there's purple. I do have some purple fluorite, but it's not in the room. That's a third eye stone. It brings rationality to the intuitive qualities, assisting one in precise communication of that which is psychically presented. All right. Purple fluorite. You have yellow, and it vibrates all of, and there's even colorless. Chinese fluorite has pyrite in it. Huh, so many things. I don't know that you like crystals, but I sure do. And I have a friend from Mount Shasta, and she has crystals, and she just went to Tucson. I can't wait to see her. All right. So if you don't call in, then I'll just continue working on, you know, doing the information, because that's what Spirit told me to do today. However, if you would like to interrupt me, you have the telephone numbers in front of me. All right. Well, this is from Greg Braden, and he is actually going to be doing a lecture called Deep Truth. I love that. And he's going to walk us through these through questions and opening up paths to uncover our deep truth, our deeper truth. Now, you can do it yourself. Greg is such a sweet person. I just love to listen to him. So in 2012, and he's going to be talking about the Mayans. He's a great researcher. In fact, I think he has five planets in the 12th house in Pisces. Hello. And what his purpose is to uncover the mysteries and, you know, whatever the ancients learned. And he writes books about them, does lectures about them. With this 2012, it is definitely time to move forward, to evolve, and to grow. And I know you can feel that. So this Mayan calendar on December 21st is going to end a 5,125-year cycle. And the new cycle is going to start. It's going to begin. Well, that's kind of like our first tarot card. It is about new beginnings. And I believe it will be pioneering. So look at how the tarot cards are just stepping right in here. And again, it's about creating desirable, sustainable new beginnings. I belong to a group called Next Step Recycling. And what they do is if you have any electronic equipment, instead of letting it go into the land dump, is they take computers, television sets, anything with a battery or a plug, and you can bring it there. And they have a training program where, first of all, they train the folks. And many times there are folks with learning disabilities, and they train them on how to do a job so that after they finish, they get a computer that they put together. And so you take your electronic equipment there. It's over on 10th Avenue here in Eugene, Oregon. There's also one in Springfield, Oregon. And if not, they are very willing to come to your location and assist you. They've got the whole system. And they disassemble those and keep the parts that are working, test it, retest it, so that it's sustainable. It's recycling electronics. I mean, who would have thought? Well, she had this brilliant idea and started it in her garage. Sound familiar? Didn't Apple start there? And now there are two buildings. One is a store where you can go and buy electronic equipment that has been tested. It's been disassembled, cleaned, reassembled, tested to make sure it's working, and the sale then supports the sustainable system that they've created. And a lot of the people who are working in there are the ones who have worked in the first building where they receive all of the equipment. So they understand the whole system. To me, that's kind of like the 90% of the brain. They have taken the 90% of the electronics that come in to go in, and when you disassemble something, you see what the parts are, and you see where it goes. Can I remember how to put a new piece back in there where the old one was? Now, this is not one of the skills that I have. Other people have that skill, and they can teach, and they are teaching that where they're at. Yeah, I would be nice if you just, if you have it, throw your electronic equipment from the whole town, get in the car, drive up Highway 5 to Eugene, Springfield, and say, guess what? I'm here to deposit this. In fact, I'm going to ask them to put an ad on my radio program. I so believe in what they're doing. Yeah, to shed what no longer serves you. So those, some of the electronics do not serve you. Some of your old attitudes don't serve you. You're finding inner inspiration to move forward into the next chapter of your life. Well, the next chapter is right here, right now. To create your dreams and to nurture whatever, and I'm nurturing the unknown. However, with the reading I did for myself and for all of you, I know different parts that I didn't know yesterday. And when I do my reading tomorrow morning, I'm going to know even more because I'm starting to, you know, like touching the elephant. One person touches the tail, another one the trunk, another one the tusk, another one the leg. And they're all getting a different concept. And so you're getting different parts of the elephant, of the whatever the project is that wants to evolve. Writing it down. Okay, this is what I got today. It has three components. It's going to be pioneering, and it's going to be empowering. It's going to be have new beginnings. I'm going to be synthesizing the old with the new, and it will be moving forward once I get the clarity. And even though it's in the elusive stage right now, I can't really put my finger on it. I'm just going to be in one wonderment. Oh, I wonder if I can find it today. And of course you will. Because if you've been given the inkling of what it is, that this is, there's something bigger coming for you. Something that you are the puzzle piece about. You're not getting it just to blow off steam. God doesn't do that. They're giving you the outline of what it is. And so it behooves you to write down whatever you're getting every single day. And then it synthesizes. Let's take a look at what is it that you would like more of. Now, see, again, we're looking at creating whatever is that elusive part. What do you need more of? What do you really want? Do you love to write? Do you want more of that? Do you love to lecture and talk in front of people? Do you love to do sessions, intuitive sessions? I love to do tarot readings for people. Just gets me so excited. It just fascinates me the way the cards are picked. And you know, the faster you pick them, it seems like the better they are. And then I get to interpret them. And sometimes I have you interpret them. Yeah, I'd love to have you call about a tarot reading. I can do it on Skype, and you can see the cards then. It'll be recorded, and then I think I can send you an MP3. All right, if you need more of something and you're really interested in more of it, how do you get it? How do you find it? Again, you're going inside. Are you willing to look back into the heart to be able to see, to hear, to taste, to touch, and to sense what it is in the heart, because it's not going to be in any other place. You may get it in the gut. Yeah, that may be there. I think the heart is where it's at. Now, I said don't use the intellect. However, there's a part of the brain that's pretty sharp there. That's the pineal gland, which is the psychic center, which is the healing part. That's where a lot of the wisdom is stored, because it's where you download from above, from the connection to source. You're bringing that energy down through the crown chakra. It comes into the psychic center, the pineal gland, with the pituitary, And it's synthesized right there in your brain cavity. I get real excited when that happens. You know, it's fun. I was thinking, if someone would say, "What are you doing, Judith? Are you talking to yourself?" I said, "No, I'm talking to my listeners out there." "Well, what if there's no one listening?" I said, "Oh, there are, because there could be one person, or they're getting it in the ethers. It's also archived." And I knew many people go to the archives. So am I going to stop transmitting? No, I'm not. I'm going to continue letting the information come through, whatever that is. And so if I'm in the heart chakra and I have all of my senses in the heart chakra, just focusing on your heart, and just imagine your eyes, your ears, your nose, your smelling, your mouth, and that psychic center, and your intuitiveness, and your feeling, and your knowing, that natural knowing right there in the heart. And just put your hand on the heart and just feel all of that. You can ask any questions right here, and the answer will be right there. It's all about the heart. Mm-hmm. Any masks that you may have that tries to, or defense mechanisms that are in the front or in the back. Now, when I was working with Ray Dawn today, she mentioned about the back of the chakras. You know, so many years I've thought, why don't people focus on the back? Because that's where it's at. A lot of stuff comes in from the back. You know, you'll get a arrow in the back, or somebody will shoot you a nasty whatever, and you're unprotected in the back. I'd like to have you put a mirror in the back of your chakras. You know, from the top of your head all the way down to your butt. Just run a mirror up and down. I like to put the, you know, like those mirrors that they have in the disco mirrors? Multifaceted. I like to use the Austrian crystals, the Schwarze crystals, because they have their many facets. So if you put these chakra colors in the back and you start turning them. So let's do that little exercise where the red chakra is the first chakra, the base chakra. I want you to just imagine you're holding it on with a string. It's red, and the sun is shining on it, and you're going to turn it, just look down at it, and you're going to turn it from left to right. I never know whether that's clockwise or counterclockwise. I'm just turning it from my left hand to my right. It's going in a circle, around and around and around. It's in the back of my chakra system. And so as I turn that, it's clearing and cleaning anything about fear, about poverty, anything about my foundation. I'm clearing and cleaning that. Okay, I want you to, you got that? It's turning from left to right, round and round, clear and clean, clear and clean. Let's move up to the second chakra, the sensual center of the chakra system, and that's orange. This multifaceted crystal, orange. The sun is shining on it. You're going to turn that also from left to right, clearing and cleaning anything about your sexuality, about your feelings. You're going to turn that, and you've got the red chakra going, you've got the orange chakra going, those multifaceted balls of light. And you're illuminating that, because it's going to burn out anything that is negative in any from all lifetimes. The third is the solar plexus, the fight or flight. I want you to illuminate the yellow, multifaceted ball of light. It's turning from left to right. It's clearing any place where there's fear, where you want to fight, or you want to just get the heck out of here. I want you to just turn that so it's clearing and cleaning any place of fear, of anger, anything that would be, and I'm doing that on myself too, by the way. Isn't that fun? Why not? Why would I just let you do it and not me? No dummy I. Okay, you got three chakras moving, and they're illuminated, the red, the orange, and the yellow, and those are all turning from left to right, clearing and cleaning anything that may come up. I never know what comes up when I do my own or when I do yours. Yes, I do, because it pops into my mind what it is. The next one is the heart chakra, which is this beautiful emerald green multifaceted ball of light. Just imagine the sun shining on it. It's turning and clearing anything about the heart where you've had broken heart. You've been betrayed. You can't trust. There's no faith. I want you to clear that out of the heart chakra. It also has something to do with the solar plexus. And so you turn it, you have now four balls of light illuminating the chakras. Remember, this is in the back of the chakras. All right, all of them moving from left to right as you look down upon them. Now we're going to go to the throat chakra, which is like a robin's egg blue. The throat chakra is your communication center of communication that you've received, you've given out. And this is a place of great forgiveness of what you've spoken that was inappropriate. I want you to illuminate this robin's egg blue, multifaceted ball of light. It's turning from left to right. It's clearing and cleaning all lifetimes where you have spoken things that were hurtful. And it's also the hearing of negative things too, because the ears get involved in this one right here. You're turning that robin's egg blue, multifaceted ball of light. All of them are turning, five chakras being cleared and cleaned. All right, now you're going to move up to the crown, to the third eye. That's amethyst. You're going to illuminate that. Actually, it's indigo. You're going to illuminate that, clear and clean any psychic attack that you may have had. Illuminating that. Indigo, blue, black. And then let's go to the crown chakra. Let's make that the amethyst up there. It's sometimes clear, but that's up above that, I believe. You're going to start illuminating that, clearing any negative, maybe extraterrestrials, the reptilians that have come with negative energy. You're going to clear and clean that. So you're opening to be able to bring in the higher power. All of them turning from left to right. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and amethyst, and then the white up above, and you're clearing and cleaning. All right, it is done. Stop and turn all of the balls from the right to the left into a permanent position. It is done. It is done. It is done. Oh, I like that. All right. Put your thumb over your third eye to center yourself. And just know that these will be archived in BBS Radio and also on my website, judithconradradio.com. Tomorrow I'm bringing in a guest that was on last Thursday, Val Stilwell. We're going to be talking about powerful women. I believe we're going to have Kale Wells coming in. Also going to be having a great discussion. You can also call in. If you have questions, you would like answers, that's my purpose. And being on the radio, kind of fun, huh? We'll be doing another reading tomorrow, four cards that I will have the opportunity to just settle into. And that's how I get my answers. That's how I'm formulating what is the new that wants to come in for me, because whatever I'm doing, I'm opening to provide that for others. I've been a teacher all my life, this lifetime, and I believe many other lifetimes. And I'm looking for my new, what is it I'm here to teach? I know it's new, it's innovative, and it has three components. Does this sound familiar? Right. Very nice. And it's going to be creative, it's going to be empowering for all the rest of it. I'm going to be in wonderment as I'm getting ready for this. It's going to be simple. Doesn't have to be complicated. Does not have to be complicated. If you'd like to be on my email list, judith@judithconradradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. judith@judithconradradio.com. You can also check out my EugeneIntuitive.com. That's another one. You can sign up to have a reading with me. And now I'm going to close. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.